God. Make me more like you. Change me, oh God. Wash me.
Jesus.
Oh, he'll do it if you let him.
If you let him. That's the key right there. Do you want him to? Yes. Good evening, family. I am happy to be on the broadcast on today. I want to immediately begin with a word of prayer. And the reason being is because I just had a situation go on in my family that tried to upset me right before. I need to encourage people. And it's very interesting how you have people that want to hear you and want to be encouraged by you. But when it comes to your own family, they seem to have a deaf ear to you. So it's always interesting. It's like, how can I change other people's lives or get other people to want to draw closer to God? But when it comes to your own family, good God Almighty, remember I talked already on the broadcast about Tess, and I said that he will use people. So and when I speak about it, I have to be ready for it, and sometimes I don't be ready for it. So if you could please go with me in a word of prayer before I get proceed. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I come to you, Lord, as humbly and as honestly as I know how, God, giving you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. For, Lord, no matter what situation I go through, no matter what circumstance comes against me, you are God. And you are God all by yourself. And God, I will never allow a situation take me giving you glory, honor, and praise. God, I'm asking right now that you clean my heart, that you clean my thoughts, that you clean my mind, that what I do and what I say is acceptable unto you, O God, that it is anointed, that it is seasoned by you, that it may fall on the hearts of your people, O God, who desire a relationship with you, desire change, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, first let the change start in me, God. Oh God, let the change first start in me. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I pray for each and every listener, Lord, that is on the broadcast and those, Lord, that will listen at a later time. Lord, again, that you strengthen their hearts and their minds to receive a word. This we ask in your son Jesus' name, amen. Again, good evening, family. I'm always excited to be here, no matter what the situation. Got to learn to press through certain things. But my teaching is definitely going to talk about not only what that song just said, but also the situation I'm going through right now. And like I said, remember on yesterday, if you've been following that broadcast, I was speaking on warfare and how in the spiritual realm, how the enemy begins to plan things against you to manifest in the natural in order to put you in a struggle and a fight. And I have to always remind myself that whenever I speak, that the spiritual warfare is going to come because the enemy is plotting and planning to make sure that what I said, my words come back to me first. And I'm tested with that first. And so it was just interesting that he didn't even give it 24 hours. But how many of y'all know he's a lie? And he's up under my feet, and I will press on in the mighty name of Jesus. So I'm not starting another series. I just wanted to talk to you guys today about something that we all need to do, but it seems very difficult to do at times, and that is change. My first question to all of you is, do you believe you can actually change your life? Do you really believe that? It is a very powerful question. I need you to write that question down. I don't need you to answer right away. I need you to really be honest with that answer. Know that if, you know, however you answer, God is not mad at you. Don't get down on yourself, but be honest. Do you believe that you can actually change your life? And I think what happens is that we know we need to change. And we even say that we need to change. And we've even been told maybe by some people, you know, by some loved ones that said, hey, you need to change. But what happens is somewhere in between what we know and what we need to do, that area kind of doesn't have any habitation in it. It's just kind of like free space of some sort. So it's in our mind that we know we need to change. But then for it to get to the action part, it just seemed like it's just la la land. And why does my heart not feel the change? You understand what I'm saying? It's like, it's in, again, let's start, just go with me on the illustration. It's in my mind. I know I need to change, but my heart don't feel the change. Okay? My mind, back up to my mind. I know I need to change. Why does my mouth not talk the change? Something is wrong, because as long as I believe and I say it, then I think that it should happen. But guess what? It really don't happen that way. That's the problem. It's not magical. You actually have to do something. I wish it was magical. Trust me. Ooh, I'll go around waving a magic wand on people and be like, change. But what happens is, because the thing, what you're thinking and saying never meets your eye in what you're doing. So what you have to understand is there's steps. It's a choice to change. You have to choose daily to change. And you have to have that motivational talk with yourself daily. I'm not that person anymore. I'm not doing that anymore. I'm not saying that anymore. I'm not going to let them get under my skin anymore. You have to daily do something in order for the change to happen. So, and again, the reason why I want to talk about it is because a lot of people just think that it magically happens. And you kind of look at yourself or you look at other people and say, okay, but you say that but one thing, but you're doing another. Because they don't have the understanding that those two need to come together. What you say and what you do equals your change. Okay? What you say and what you do equals your change. You can't have the say and not the do. All right? Step one. So I'm just going to go through a few steps real quickly. I'm not going to be before you long, but I really want to give you something powerful, because it's time for a change. And it's time for a change in our life. It's time for a change in our situation. It's time for a change in our finances. It's time for a change in our thinking. It's time for our family structure, job. I mean, the world. I'm trying to include everything, but we're going to include the world. It's time for a change in the world. But the thinking is not lining up with the actions. So my base scripture for this is going to be Romans chapter 12, verses 1 through 2. Mostly everyone know that one by heart. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 through 2. And I'm going to read it in the Message version. I know you can recite it in the King James version with no problem. But let me read it to you in the Message version in order to now begin to connect the things you need to do in order to bring about a continuous change in your life. So it reads as thus. So here's what I want you to do. God helping you, take your everyday, ordinary life, your sleeping, your eating, going to work, and you're walking around life, and place it before God as an offering. Embracing what God does for you is the best thing you can do for Him. Don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God. You'll be changed from the inside out. Readily recognize what He wants from you and quickly respond to it. Unlike the culture around you, always dragging you down to its level of immaturity, God brings the best out of you, develops well-formed maturity in you. Okay? So it's a lot in the Message version, but there's some things that I really want you, and sometimes go and read it in the Message Bible for yourself so you remember these points that I'm trying to make off of this one scripture. You have to choose, and you have to do do in order to see the manifestation of the change. Let me say that again. You have to choose to change in order to see the manifestation of change. One more time, Valores, get your mouth right. You have to choose to change in order to see the manifestation of change. So the scripture said, so back up in verse 1, place it all before God. So it said, okay, so it said, present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. Okay, what it's saying is place all of who you are, the good, the bad, the ugly, whatever it is, before God. You cannot change by holding on to anything about you or anything concerning you. Everything has to be laid at the feet of Jesus. Everything. Even that thought right there that you just had, yeah, put it there at the feet of Jesus. I don't care if it's a mad thought. I don't care if it's a bad thought. I don't care if it's a good thought. I don't care what it is. It has to go to God. Then it says in that same verse, it says, do not become, remember, it says in the, I'm going back to the King James, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, which means do not stay around the things, people, and places that are hindering your change, period. Point blank, as real as I can make it, well, as real as the Message Bible made it. You cannot, if you desire change, you cannot stay around those same people, those can't go to those same places and do those same things that you know is going to hinder your change. That's why we say it's a choice. You have to choose not to do those things. You have to choose to daily take yourself to the feet of Jesus. You have to choose that. You can choose not to do it. Can't nobody make you do it. You have to choose not to hang around the people. You have to choose not to go. You have to choose. And then it says, fix your attention. He said, after that, fix your attention on God. Every day, you have to make him your priority every single day. That's step one, is basically choosing God. Step one, choosing God. If you want to change, you have to choose God. Then the word goes on to say, change will come from the inside out. It says if you do those first, if you do those three things, if you put everything before God, if you stay away from the things that hinder you, and if you fix upon your thoughts upon me and your focus upon me daily, you will then begin to see the change on the inside. Step two. Face your fears. Just like I had said when teaching, why is God testing me? During that time, I found out that the reason for some of my struggles and why I wasn't passing the test and me getting down and hard on myself because I thought that I should have had it together by now. You understand what I'm saying? So it's like, I really was going through a thing this year because I'm like, why don't I have this thing together? I should, and I'm not saying be perfect. I'm saying I shouldn't be stumbling over the same thing over and over. I shouldn't be I should be changed, totally changed by now. And what happened was it's because I had not faced a lot of my deepest fears. I faced a lot of things, but them deep fears, them fears. I hadn't faced those. My fear of being alone kept me bound to a lot of my ways that would not allow a change to take place. What they say, you can be around a crowd of people and still feel alone. Because you remember that one test, misunderstanding? I don't think nobody understood me. So if nobody's understanding me, why would I want to talk to you? Why would I want to emotionally or spiritually connect with you? I can be around you. I can hang around you. Yeah, I can laugh and joke. I know how to do all that. But as far as connect with you, no, I'd rather stay alone. I'd rather stay by myself. But I did that thing, but had a fear of that same thing. Ooh, good Lord. I stayed alone but had a fear of being alone. How you do that? I don't know. I figured it out somehow in my life. So, again, change is not magic. It will take some soul searching and work on your part as well. It's going to take some soul searching and some work. So I need you to get to digging. Find out what those giants are, what those fears are in your life, and begin to face them, because those things is what's keeping you from change. I didn't know that, y'all. I really and truly didn't. Like, that's keeping me from changing? I just thought me just speaking it and wanting to do it was, you know, supposed to do it. No, it ain't magical. You got to do some work. There's a part that you got to play. 1 Samuel 17:46, David said to the giant, "This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand." I believe today what I just said. Somebody, it opened up somebody's mind like, wow, you know what? I'm about to face this thing. Today, it's going to be delivered in your hand. You have the victory over that. You will have the victory over that. And don't stop because, hey, that wasn't the only deep fear I had. I had a few more. And I've been knocking them out. One swing, J-E-S-U-S, and they knocked out. All right? Step 4, focus on the reward. Everybody always, you know, look to what the end result is going to be. You know, anything. You run in a race, the end result is you crossing the finish line. You know, you go to work, the end result is you getting a paycheck. Change, there is a reward for change. I'm so focused on change for real, because there is some rewards that I want from God. And let me tell you about it. Change will, number one, improve your life. I want my life improved. I want a better life. I don't know about you. But we're going around talking about I'm living my best life. I'm living my life like it's golden. But are you really? Are you really, really? For real, really? Because if you haven't really experienced a true change, you really are not living your best life. Sorry, you're living a good life, but it ain't your best life. I'm trying to get over into the best, better than that. Change lines up with the will of God, which brings about the blessings of God. There it is. Everybody want to always hear about the blessings, don't we? We want to hear about it, but we don't want to do the work to get them. Change is part of it. You want the rewards, you want the blessings, and you want the promises to continue to flow, then I need you to work on change. Again, I'm going to keep saying that word. It ain't magical, baby. You got to put some work in on this thing. And it brings you closer to Jesus and deepen your relationship. Everybody should want that. Don't you want that? That should have been number one. I apologize how I wrote it. But that's number one, a closer relationship with Jesus. Stop making excuses for not changing and see the rewards as to why you should change. Stop making excuses for why you're not changing. Stop blaming other people for why you are not changing. When God began to show me that it was time for me to step out into ministry, I pressed harder for the change. I've been pressing this year for the change. As soon as I take a step forward, it seemed like the devil, just like on tonight, will come and try to knock me back. But I leap over. I'm like, I ain't finna, you know, you're not finna push me back to a place I once was. I'm good in that place. I've overcome that. No, you don't get to put me back nowhere. I am victorious. I will overcome this situation. And I pressed harder for change, and it wasn't because I wanted the reward of having a church or having a name or anything like that. I knew, number one, it was going to draw me closer to him. I'm like, God, if you trust in me like that, you know what I'm saying, to carry your word like that, to do a ministry, that's a deep relationship. And then I knew that God had people already set up to come my way. I want to meet them. I don't want to mess up not changing and not meeting the people that God has already predestined to hear a word from me, to get an encouragement from me, to get a smile or a hug from me, or to get the help that they need from me. That is my reward. And I want the full power and anointing to be able to help others so they can also change their life. All right? So that was so the next one is you have to fight for your change. Oh, baby, you want to fight for this. Dear hearts, you have to fight for your change. God will provide his word to renew your mind. He will provide the Holy Spirit and his grace for you to have an understanding, but understand that it is still a choice. I got real bold with it. I will fight me for him, for God. That's how bad I want this change. I will go to war with myself because you're going to change because I want God that bad. I want him that desperate in my life. I want to see the manifestation, not just in my life, but guess what? I get to see the manifestation in other people's lives. That's awesome. But not if you're allowing things to hinder you and hindering you from changing. And the last thing is that you have to have discipline. You got to discipline yourself to change. You're not hearing me. I'm going to say that one again because that's hard for a lot of people is discipline. Again, I said on yesterday, you'll set out real well and say, oh, I'm going to be at church on time every Sunday. Oh, I'm going to be at Bible study. Oh, I'm going to read the Bible in a year. I'm going to pray every day. I'm going to pray for an hour every day. You got great intentions, and you will speak about your mouth, but you don't have the discipline. Discipline takes work. Too many are getting a 30-second change and go right back to the same old thing because you lack the discipline to keep the change going, especially when trials hit. The change does not magically appear, and it does not magically go away. If you have the change, you are changed. You can't unchange yourself. You're changed, but you got to have the discipline in order to maintain the change and to see more change. You have to work for it. I have my alarm set every morning to go off at 4:50 a.m. And before my feet hit the floor, my devotional message and my scripture is already loaded to my phone. I programmed it to download at 4:45 a.m. And by 4:50 a.m., it's already on my phone ready for me to read. I read the devotional, I read the scriptures. And as soon as I'm done, I don't care how sleepy I am, if I have to roll out this bed, because sometimes, y'all, it really truly is a tuck and roll out this bed onto my knees, and I begin to pray. Sometimes I end up having to wake myself up in the middle of the prayer because it's early, but I'm trying to teach myself discipline. Every single day, you cannot start the day without God. Every day. I don't care how you do it. I don't care how sleepy you are. I don't care how crusty your eyes are. I don't care you cannot start the day without God. Your feet cannot hit this floor, and you go about your day, and God was not first. And then once I'm starting to go get ready, I have a playlist. I go into the bathroom with my phone and I hit my worship playlist and I play them songs every single day. Because I'm disciplining my mind that God is your first thought. Not what you got to do today, not who made you mad on yesterday, not when the bills are due, not any of that. Because I used to wake up on garbage. And I'm not talking about garbage. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just my mind was just going every which way, just cluttered and full of this and full of that and this. And, oh, I got to do this, and I got to go here, and oh, I forgot to do that, and I got to. My mind just always was going, no, I'm disciplining and training my mind. You're going to think on God. That's the first thing that you need to do. And is it easy sometimes? No, because I don't have to be at work until 7 o'clock. So I'm training myself to get up even earlier just to get this done. The snooze. Ooh, Lord Jesus, I be wanting to hit the snooze. But guess what? It's paying off. Because again, just like I said back in the scripture, by doing those things as far as keeping God first and coming to him, you know, placing everything before him in prayer, keeping focus on him and staying away from those things around that, you know, that was hindering my change, I'm starting to see the change on the inside now. I really truly am. And I thank God for it because, again, I had some rooted, what I say, some rooted fears and giants in my life that I needed to tackle that now I'm being able to see more of the light of day. So what I wanted to talk about this because we're going into a new year and everybody always got to start or what they're going to do for the new year and so on and so forth. I need our focus, really, men and women of God, to be changed. Starting today, but 2019, if you can just plaster it somewhere and say, this is the year of change and stick with it, stay disciplined. Because when we change ourselves, guess what you do? You change the world. Wow, that's powerful. If you change yourself, you just change the world. So right now we're going to go ahead and open up the phone lines, dial 1 if you want to get in on this conversation, if you have any questions or comments or anything that you want to say about change. But it's one step at a time, but you can do it. Because what was my first question? Do you believe you can actually change your life? You got to believe it. And I know that you can, because I know that me, I didn't believe it. I thought that I was just stuck in that thinking. I was just stuck in that type of struggle. I didn't think that there was any hope for me. And then there's some times where situations like today will come back and make me think about like that again. I'm like, oh, no, Lord, I'm not the same person no more. No, I'm not. I'm changed. And I believe it. I know that I am. So I thank you guys again. Dial 1, get in on the conversation. But make 2019 a year of change. Please. You can do it. Pastor E, I hear you on the line, Beth.
Yeah, I'm here. awesome word, change. That's something that we could talk about that message every day of how important it is to be consistent in change. I like when you said we do that quick fix change, and before you know it, we're right back doing the same old thing. I encourage to get stronger. That, come on, anybody else out there that wants to get in the conversation tonight, dial 1. The lines are open for you to comment, to ask questions. If you're a person out there and you say you didn't know you got on this broadcast, and you heard something about this name Jesus and you never heard it before, we definitely want you to dial 1. We have a green room. It doesn't have to be public. Nobody has to know your name. Dial 1. We would love to fellowship with you tonight. But just for any of our other covenant partners, go ahead and dial 1 right now. I think you got us on change and nobody's hitting 1, because that's a deep one there. That's something you have to really, 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 really work on. And I'm constantly dealing with change, and that's daily. Have I perfected it? No, but I'm not what I used to be.
Right.
And that's a good thing. I'm not what I used to be, but I'm definitely not what I know God would call me to be. So I'm definitely working to change. So I know my comment is about me. What am I going to do? Mm-hmm. The change I want to see must first begin in me. And that is a true statement. So God bless you. You can close us out with prayer and we can move on.
All right. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I come again thanking and praising you, God. I'm asking, Lord, for all that was listening on today, Lord, that you that there was something that was said, Lord, that you begin to work with them and help them to identify those things, Lord, that they first that they need to change, that they need to come and lay at your feet, oh God. And then, Lord, give them the strength to discipline themselves, give them the strength, Lord, to constantly work daily on focusing on you for the change and the Spirit of God for that change, Lord, because you said that if we just change ourselves, Lord, it will make a world of difference in the world and in other people's lives for what we have done, because that's how we draw them in into who you are. When they see the difference in us, they want to know who you are, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for Pastor E. Lord, I ask, Lord, that you just continue to lift up this man of God. Lord, I ask, Lord, that the work that he's doing continue to just go abroad and even further than he's ever imagined, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I ask that you continue to strengthen and encourage me, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We're going to end this how we started it. We all need a change.
Amen.
God bless you guys. Love you.
God, make me more like you. Change me, oh God. Wash me
Y'all remember this? Has come over me.